Play ball. Hey, how you doing? This is the Sports Pod for Tuesday, October 26th. Sports talk when you need it through podcast technology. I'm Curtis, talking to you at 4 p.m. San Francisco time, and I want to hear from you. Text and voice emails go to curtis@thesportspod.com. I want to hear from you. All right, so I was getting ready for the Sports Pod today and surfing around, and you know, the big game today obviously is the Red Sox versus the Cardinals in your 2004 World Series. Pedro's on the mound today. Pedro Martinez is on the downside of a good career. Started out in L.A. L.A., you know, he was brought to L.A. because he was the little bro of the Dodger ace at the time, Ramon Martinez. Ramon was a good pitcher for a while. He was the Dodger ace for a few years, and they got rid of Pedro. They traded Pedro for Delino DeShields. The what the fuck the doing? Ugh. Delino DeShields played for the Dodgers maybe 2 years and didn't do squat, okay? That was the worst trade in Dodger history. I cannot think of a worse trade. Well, Mike Piazza, that was fucked up. Anyway, Pedro's on the mound today. He's not looking good, man. I found a pretty cool site on the Red Sox. They have some pretty funny pictures. There's a picture there of Pedro trying to swing the bat with a pretty funky looking expression on his grill. Not looking so hot, but the hair. What's with Manny and Pedro and the hair? I mean, but anyway. Yeah, I guess it's the anti-Yankee thing. It's the Red Sox working class versus the evil empire and so on. You got that dichotomy there. And this was the year. This was the year that the Red Sox finally did it.
Making your way in the world today takes everything you've got. Taking a break from all your worries.
The Yankees suck a lot. Schilling pitched with a fucking bloodstained ankle. And he took down the Yanks 3-0. They were down. They came back and rocked Boston town. Schilling's got the heart of a fucking warrior, and they're gonna follow him. Red Sox are gonna lose two tonight and tomorrow. Sorry to say that, but they are gonna lose tonight and tomorrow. I still want them, and I still think they will win the World Series. Schilling, oh yeah. Schilling, oh yeah. Schilling's a man. Schilling is the freaking man. So anyway, yeah, you can check out those pictures on Boston, sorry, it's BostonDirtDogs.com. BostonDirtDogs.com. Okay, I've been making this a pretty heavy, Kobe. I even got Kobe as a topic on my, thesportspod.com website. So Kobe, Kobe's like a topic of the day, and I believe we are 62 days, between 60 and 62 days away from Kobe v. Shaq on Christmas Day. I caught a clip of, the interview with Phil Jackson. So let me go ahead and play some of that.
What does Phil say about Kobe, with Kobe Bryant having gone through what he has in the legal system and all of that? Why did you choose to write as specifically about your relationship with Kobe as you did?
You know, it was the main focus of the ball club. I mean, it, unfortunately as it is, even though it's an attention getter, it really was the focus for our team. He was the guy that we eventually had to start relying on. He was the person I had to make peace with by actually becoming a lame duck coach, by saying, look, Kobe, you know, I've got no intentions of continuing on here. Our contract negotiations have stopped with the Lakers. It's February. You know, the All-Star game is over. This is the time you make your run for the, you know, the title. You can play the best ball in the league if you want to. If you want to get on the same page with Shaq, you could do it. At which point he says, yeah, I know how to do that. I helped him get the most valuable player trophy in the All-Star game yesterday. And that kind of tells you what the relationship was like. And then he goes on to agree that he'll stop being as vitriolic in his comments and he'll start being a team guy. And I think that you know, we turned the season into a very positive thing. Now, there's some episodes that go on down the line there that are highly questioned. The Sacramento Sunday game, in which Kobe doesn't shoot for the first three quarters. He takes two shots, I think, and ends up with 8 points. You know, some things that make people's eyebrows raise and question him. But our relationship improves to a point where we have a workable relationship. And it's really the thing that has to happen for this team to have success. And, you know, I compromise in some ways, not only with him, but also with Gary Payton, who doesn't adapt as well to a system that I've used over the last 15 years of coaching as a head coach. And, you know, we go forward as best as we can to find a way to get to this finals. And, you know, good luck seems to be on our side as we beat San Antonio in a miraculous game. And somehow or other, good fortune is with us with the Wolves as they lose players due to injuries and Sam Cassell. And, you know, we have the opportunity to win our Western Division or Western Conference. And going into the finals, it seems like everything is going to go right, but it doesn't work out that way.
Mike and Mike Show on ESPN Radio. And I definitely have a lot to say about what he just said. Unfortunately, I got to sign off right now. I'll be back soon, hopefully tomorrow. This is Curtis signing off from The Sports Pod. You can reach me at curtis@thesportspod.com. And you can check out my site, thesportspod.com. Ready? Break!
Sports Pod.
Down goes Frazier. Down goes Frazier.
Sports Pod.
I don't believe what I just saw.
Sports Pod.
Applejack stole the ball. Applejack stole the ball.
Sports Pod.
Do you believe in miracles?